Foreign Service Institute, Reading Lao, a programmed introduction. Tape 16, frame 522. Listen. Number 1.
Badu.
Number 2.
Bike.
Number 3.
Bebo.
Number 4.
Beke.
Frame 523. Repeat after the tape. Number 1.
Bebo.
Number 2.
Badu.
Number 3.
Beke.
Number 4.
Bike.
Frame 524. Go back and read frame 522. Number 1.
Badu.
Number 2.
Bike.
Number 3.
Bebo.
Number 4.
Beke.
Frame 525. Write these words as you hear them read on the tape. Number 1.
Beke.
Number 2.
Bebo.
Number 3.
Bike.
Number 4.
Badu.
Check your answers. Frame 526. Listen. Number 1.
Jabi.
Number 2.
Kebu.
Number 3.
Jobo.
Number 4.
Bedu.
Frame 527. Repeat after the tape. Number 1.
Jobo.
Number 2.
Jabi.
Number 3.
Bedu.
Number 4.
Kebu.
Frame 528. Go back and read frame 526. Number 1.
Jabi.
Number 2.
Kebu.
Number 3.
Jobo.
Number 4.
Bedu.
Frame 529. Write these words as you hear them read. Number 1.
Bedu.
Number 2.
Jobo.
Number 3.
Kebu.
Number 4.
Jabi.
Check your answers. Frame 530. Read this word.
To. To.
Is one of several words meaning you or yours. It is used between people who are rather intimate with each other. Read the next word.
Gu.
You have learned the word
gu
for I, my, mine.
Gu
is a slang, rather crude word, and a person who would refer to himself as
gu
would not address an intimate of his as
to,
and vice versa.
Gu
is also frequently used when a person talks to himself. Read the noun phrase at the top of the next page.
Ge to.
How would you translate it? The answer is your buddy or your friend. Frame 531. Read this word.
Bo. Bo
is a question word. It is called a yes-no type of question word, and it frequently implies a choice of options. Now read the next word.
Bia,
which means beer. Now read the last word there.
D,
which means good. Read the sentence below.
Bia to di ba.
Do you know what that means? It means, is your beer good? Frame 532. This word,
ba,
is also used after a noun phrase, as in the following example. Read the example.
Bia to ba?
Which means, your beer? Frame 533. The noun phrase subject may be optionally omitted in Lao sentences if it is clear what is being referred to. Examples of this type are frequent. Read this sentence.
Di ba?
What does it mean? It means, is it good? Frame 534. Read this sentence.
Di chai bo?
Can you translate it? It means, are you glad? Frame 535. The noun phrase subject is usually omitted in answers to questions like this one. Read the question.
Di chai bo?
Which means, are you glad? Now read the answer.
Di chai,
which means, yes, I am. Frame 536, read this word.
Di.
It means good. As you are now aware, a modifier usually occurs after the noun in Lao. In this sense, the term modifier is used to refer to stative verbs like
di,
good, and to some other words. Read the sentence.
Bia di,
which means good beer or the beer is good. Frame 537. Possessives also occur after the noun they are associated with. When both a modifier and a possessive occur with a noun, the word order is noun plus modifier plus possessive. Read the following example.
Bia di to. Bia
means beer.
Di
means good.
To
means you're. And
beer dito
means your good beer. Frame 538. Read these words.
Di chai.
Since stative verbs like
di chai,
etc., frequently occur as a verb phrase predicate in sentences after nouns in the subject position, it is sometimes difficult to tell whether one is dealing with a sentence or a noun phrase. For example, read the first example.
Beer di
is a noun phrase meaning good beer, or as a sentence it means the beer is good. Turn the page and read the next example.
Beer di ba?
This could mean good beer, or is the beer good? Read the next example.
Beer to di.
This could only be a sentence, meaning your beer is good. If it meant your good beer, it would be as in this last example. Read the last example.
Beer dito.
Frame 539. Nouns not accompanied by modifiers or limiting words are considered to have general meaning. For example, read the first word.
Ko,
which means either an island or islands. Nouns can be made specific in meaning by adding a classifier phrase. A classifier phrase consists of a classifier plus some other word. A classifier is a noun which co-occurs with a particular group of nouns when the noun is specified or is counted. For example, read the following word.
To. To
is the classifier noun that co-occurs with a large group of nouns meaning animals, such as
kia, get, ka,
etc. Frame 540. Read this word.
Dai. Dai,
as you remember, is an indefinite word that means any in statements, and which in certain kinds of questions. A classifier phrase might be made up of a classifier plus
dai.
Look at this noun phrase.
Kia
plus
to
plus
dai. Kia
is a noun meaning bat.
To
is a classifier which means body, and
dai
is an indefinite word which means which.
Kia to dai
means which bat. Read the first word on the top of the next page.
Get,
which means sheep. Now read the whole sentence.
Get to dai.
What does it mean? The answer is which sheep.
Get to dai
is a noun phrase. What is the head noun? It is
get.
What is the classifier phrase? The answer is
to dai.
What is the classifier? It's
to.
Frame 541. Read this sentence.
Get to dai.
What does it mean? Keep in mind that the word
to
has two different meanings. The answer is, which one of your sheep? Or, which is your sheep? What are the two different meanings of
都?
The first one is a possessive and has the meaning of your, and the second is a classifier and has the meaning of body. Frame 542. Read the first sentence.
Get to do dai.
Now look at the second sentence and follow closely when you hear it read on the tape.
Get to do dai.
You probably noticed that
to
was not written two times, although it was said two times. The symbol after
to
is called
mai nam.
It is used after a word or phrase to indicate that it is to be said twice. How would you read the following? Number one.
Chia cơ tô tô đài.
Number two.
DDD.
Now turn the page and read number three.
Ta dum dum.
Frame 543. The classifier frequently acts as a substitute for the noun, much as the word one does in English. For example, listen to this exchange. A. I bought a new car yesterday. B. I hope you got a good one. The second person does not need to mention car again. He uses one to take its place. Look at this example in Lao, in which the classifier word
to
has a similar function. Read the question.
Get dam to dai,
which means which black sheep. Now read the answer.
To ta cho,
which means the one with swollen eyes.
To
replaces
get
in the answer. Frame 544. Look at this question and answer exchange. Read the question.
Tô cưa cà tô đài.
Which means, which crow did you feed? Now read the answer.
Tô tâm cà tẹ.
Which means the one that bumped into the bamboo screen. And this
tô đài
is the classifier phrase in the question. In the answer, what is the function of
tô?
The answer is
tô
is a classifier replacing the word
cà.
Frame 545. Read this question.
Chia tô tô đài,
which means which one is your bat. Read the next word.
Đầm
means black. If you wanted to answer this by saying the black one, what would you say? Read the answer.
Tô đầm.
What is
tô
here? It's a classifier. What noun does it replace? The answer is
chia.
Frame 546. This is a mid-class initial consonant. It is called
tô bò.
This is the same consonant sound as in the Lao word
bay,
which means to go. Frame 547. Observe how
tô bò
is written. You begin with a small counterclockwise circle at the upper left. Make a curve and proceed downwards, and then to the right and up. Be sure to go well above the line on the right vertical. Your letters will look somewhat better if you keep them smooth and roundish. Frame 548. Write this letter as you hear it.
Tupo. Tupo. Tupo.
Check your answer by looking at frame 546. Frame 549.
Tupo
is a bilabial stop, which means that the lips are closed and held tightly against the teeth, while the air is held in the mouth. Then the air is released through the lips. The vocal bands are not vibrating, and there is a sharp, quick release of air without breathiness. Pronounce it after the tape.
Tupo. Tupo. Tupo.
Frame 550. Read these words. The tape will confirm your response. Number 1.
Ba.
Number 2.
Bat.
Number 3.
But.
Number 4.
Bo.
Number 5.
Bia.
Frame 551. What is the pitch contour on these words? Listen as they are said in sequence.
Ba. Bat. Bu. Bo. Bia.
The answer is high. All of these words begin with mid-class consonant. How do they end? They end with short vowel. Frame 552. Write these words. Number 1.
Bo.
Number 2.
Bat.
Number 3.
Bia.
Number 4.
But.
Number 5.
Ba.
Turn the page and check your answers. Frame 553. Read these words. The tape will confirm your response. Number 1.
Bu.
Number 2.
Ba.
Number 3.
Bi.
Number 4.
Bei.
Number 5.
Ba.
Number 6.
Bo.
Number 7.
Bua.
Number 8.
Bao.
Number 9.
Bai.
Number 10.
Bia.
Frame 554. Write these words as you hear them read.
Number one.
Pair.
Number two.
B.
Number three.
Boo.
Number four.
Bye.
Number five.
Bua.
Number six.
Bo.
Number seven.
Pe.
Number eight.
Pa.
Number nine.
Pia.
Number ten.
Pao.
Check your answers. Frame 555. Listen to the pitch canto in these words.
Pe. Pi. Pu. Pai. Pua. Po. Pe. Pa. Pia. Pao.
What is the pitch contour on those words? The answer is low. What are the indications in the writing for low tone? Mid-class initial consonant followed by long vowel. This is the end of tape 16, Reading Lao, a programmed introduction, Foreign Service Institute.